Zog the Gemara, daf yudzayin amit beis by the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. Mutalafonov, the Mishnah said, Misha Mesa Mutalafonov. If the mace is in front of the person, so the Gemara is medayik Mutalafonov, specifically when the mace is literally in front of him, in. Only then he's potter from Kriyashma and Tfilin and all the mitzvahs. Vishayin Mutalafonov, but if let's say the mace is not physically in front of him, then loy. We see that even when the mace is not physically in front of him, you still potter Uraminu. State in Brais as follows. Misha Mesa Mutalafonov. When the mace is in front of him, so then, oichel bebayis achi, you shouldn't eat in front of the mace because that's le'eg l'rash. Just like le'eg l'rash, you shouldn't do something that he can't be mekayim mitzvahs. So likewise, don't do something that nil k'leg l'rash l'rash. You shouldn't do something that he can't do. You're spiting him. You're like pestering him. You shouldn't do something that he is excluded from. V'mein lo bayis achi, it's covered on mace. V'mein lo bayis achi, if he doesn't have another home or room to go to, go to your friend's home. You don't own another property, go to your friend's. You don't have a friend or he doesn't have a home. You make a partition where you are with him. And eat over there. You don't have something to utilize as a partition. So you turn around your face. And you eat over there in front of him, but you turn around your face. But avadi, you don't eat in a reclining, in a derech sebedika fashion. It's not, you don't want to have a suda chshuva. That's the issa of bas and yain when you're in oinen. So you shouldn't be forget where you're holding and be nimshach achat tanugos v'yisatzel b'kvuas hameis. That's what Tosafot Moed Katan says. Ve'ena mevorach ve'ena mezamein. It's big machlokes Rashi Tosafos. Rashi says ena mevorach. You don't have to be mevorach b'chus hamotzi. You don't have to be mezamein b'chus hamozen. And Tosafos says you're not allowed to be mevorach b'chus hamozen in oinen. You're not allowed to be b'chus hamozen. The reason is, like Tosafos, not because like Rashi says because you're oizig b'mitzah and you're torud, but the reason is because of kovod hameis. Kovod hameis is forbidden. It's irrelevant if you're torud or not. It's kovod hameis. Le'eg l'rosh is that's a good point you're saying. You're saying what if to come on to the reason of togud say le'eg l'rosh that you say by the etzem achila. So the truth is we're talking about now that you're trying to evade the le'eg l'rosh problem. That means you're in a different home or even in the same home with the mechitza or even in front of him, but you turn around your face. So the le'eg l'rosh part, you so to speak, you took care of. You got rid of. You're saying the partition separates, and even that partition, you're turning around your face. But now there's a problem mitzad him oisik b'mitzvah zok Rashi. So ain't a tzorich. Otoisus kovin ameis ain't a rashoi. So ain't a mevorach ve'ain a mezamin. Ve'ain mevorach in olav. After you tchesam in olav. Ve'ain mevorach in olav. So Rashi says ain't tzorich shivorach la'achem bebichas alechem. Other people don't have to be moitzi. You might think, okay, I don't make a mitbrocha, but maybe other people have to be moitzi me. I can't physically make it, but shemayah karna maybe I have to do. Ve'ain mezamnim olav. We see clearly that it's clear that you don't make a birchas hananin. Like we said yesterday, even though birchas hananin is also lechel b'lamazim loy bracha, so we explained yesterday, we see over the raya that it starts off now with an is, it starts with a chiv. But for sure, you're not mechuyev to make a bracha. Em mevorchen olav, em mezamnim olav, upotu mikiyashma. He's potter from kriyashma. Uminatvilo, minatvilin, komitzamuz betera. Now, before we get to the hemshach of the braisa, the Gemara's kasha is that we see over here clearly that we're assuming now that the person is in a bayis acher, right? It says that you're supposed to do what? In a bayis, you're supposed to go to a bayis acher. Now, going to a bayis acher means not befonov. Right. And yet it says, ein mevorchin, ein mezamnim, ein mevorchin, ein mezamin, potem kiyash ma tfilin tfilin. And before we were medayik, misha meza mutalafonov, only by mutalafonov you're potter, but not mutalafonov not. Here we see even that when you go to base chaver, or bevayis acher, you still potter moldy things. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now the Braisa continues. Ube Shabbos, these dinim, on Shabbos, meza v'oichel, Shabbos you have a regular, achilas hasebes, achilas shuva, and oichel meza v'oichel bosa v'shoisi yayin, you have bosa v'yayin. That's by oinu to the halacha. Even on Shabbos before the kvura. Ume zamein, yavari make birchas azimun, ume vorchen olav, they could be moitzi with hamoitzi, ume zamnim olav, you start with a zimun. Mezamnim means tziru for zimun of shloisha. V'chai b'chol mitzvah muz beter, on Shabbos he's chayv in all the mitzvahs. Now in that, Rishbag is moitzi, Rishbag oima, Shem Gamil says, mitoich shen ischayv e'elu, once you chayv in these that are enumerated, so who had then ischayv b'chulon? Which seems to imply everything, because we already said, chai b'chol mitzvah muz beter. What's Rishbag Gamil being moitzi, and what's he adding on more? We already said chai b'chol mitzvahs. Avdem zok de gemara, ikka benayu, ovam rabbi yechon, amai benayu, what's enough kamina? Tashmish Amita Ikabinayu. Nafkminis Tashmish Amita. So that means that according to Reb Shimon, Yechayev and Ovelis and Oinen Ovelis Chayevin Oina on Shabbos. And according to Tanakaminat. That's the Nafkamina. If you Chol HaMitzvahs, it comes to include Tashmish Osho. The truth is, the big machoigs Bishoinim, the Ramban and the Rambam, if an Oinen before the Kvura is also B'Tashmish Amita, when it's a Chiyav Oina, Koponim, that is the question, according to the Rambam, the Avelis. The question when the Avelis Mamish starts. Rambam says that it only starts after the Kvura. An Oval is also B'Tashmish. Koponim, that's a machoigs Bishoinim. Before Kvura is a machlekes really Rishonim, Rambam and Ramban, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that it like the Ramban, that it's osa. Tashmish is osa. We taka wear shoes, that's for a different reason. Why does the Oinin wear shoes until after the Kvura? Because you're Oisik in the Levayas, you need shoes to get around. You can't make it so complicated and hard. Obefrek the Gemara Katon is Mias, it says in the Braisa. That's a kasha. And here we said this is referring to even when you buy acher and before medayik mutal lefon of inch le lefon of then you're not potter. Zog mar two terutz. Omer pop the first terutz is tilgma machs upon of veoichel. Meaning this din that we said that you're potting all the mitzvahs is going in the case where you don't have a bayis acher. You don't have another home. You don't have a friend to go to another home. You don't have a mechitza. You're considered befonov. You're machs upon of. Machs upon of is befonov. Befonov is Befonov, so Befonov, then Taki Potter. You had a kasha before by Befonov, tape class like Lavrash. So Rash was talking about the case with not Befonov. So you have to come on to Oizma Mitzah. But by Tirgama a Befonov, so then by Max Befonov, then Taka, that's the only time you Potter. Lavashi says it's Tzvetitetz. No, even when it's Beveitz Chaveiro, even if it's not Befonov Mamish, you also Potter Mikola Mitzvahs. Kevin Shemutal Oblik Koivroi Kemutal Afon of Domi. Since you have on yourself an obligation, a chiev to bury him, that's considered befonov. Befonov doesn't mean physically befonov. You're touching the diak wrong in the Mishnah. Misha Mesa Mutal Afonov doesn't mean that he has to be in front of you, Lafonov in. Shalai Befonov Loi. Mesa Mutal Afonov means I have an obligation of Kvura. That's called Mesa Lafonov. Lafonov means I have an choiv, an oil, an obligation. This mitzvah. So then you're put from all the mitzvahs because you're Torud or because of Kovin Ames. The Machlek is Rashi Tosis, Tosis Yerushalmi, and Rashi is his reason. The Baron brings a raya, Shenema, like it says in the Posuk, Vayokom Avram me'al pnei meisoi. It says Avram left me'al pnei meisoi. V'nema, and then it says right afterwards, Ve'ekvro meisi milfonai. So it says milfonai. It just said he left. How's it called milfonai? There it is. Cause man shemut lo ol koivroi. As long as he still has an obligation to bury her, kamut lefonov domi. It's considered lefonov. As long as he has the obligation, that's called lefonov. It doesn't mean physically lefonov, it means the chiyav of kura. Now, there's a big question in the Achroin, and Prima Godem asks, this whole din, that you put it from Kriyashma, like the Mishnah said, even Noise Amita, and all these things, even people that are only doing things that are Chiyuv de Rabbonon, what happens you patria from Chiyuv de Raisa? Kriyashma is a Chiyuv de Raisa. Noise Amita, Chilufeyan, or people that are attending Levayas and the Misablim are Chiyuv de Rabbonon. Since when is a Oisik in the Mitzvah de Rabbonon put from Chiyuv de Raisa? That's Prima Godem, it's very Shtaki Kash. So on that he answers, others answer, some say that the mice, all these dinim go into v'haftal rech kamoicha. V'haftal rech kamoicha, you're being metapel in a maze, you take, that's also chiv the rice. So that's why it's not sure. The Prima Godem himself, he says, he argues on this, but a koponim, other achronim say that every drabonon, you potter, why? Because of loisosu. That's also called Oisik B'Mitzin. It's called like a mitzvah deraisa of after. Others say every drabonon is also considered because of loisosur. So loisos also. The ma'isa, the teretz that I saw many achronim say is that even though you're going to say that you're Oisik in a mitzvah drabonon, what's up is you're potter in a mitzvah deraisa? What's the reason that a person is potter? The only time you chayv a mitzvah is belech techo, lechas didoch. It's not lechas didoch. True, you're not always going to mitzvah deraisa. Mechateisa by rabbanon, you pot from mitzvah deraisa. Mechateisa, you pot in kriyshma, and you're always going to mitzvah rabbanon of metapel in the mace. The teretz is, it's not belechtecha. It has to be leches didoch. At the end of the day, it's not leches didoch. It's not your leches. And the whole ptur nemtich, leches didoch. Now, the whole, also another nekuda that the whole din of Oisik b'mitzvah is the pshat is that it's a ptur in the second mitzvah. Or is the pshat is you are onus because of the mitzvah that you're doing. So if the vart is that you're onus, so then taka discussion maybe is a shaka kasha. You're not onus. Midrabanon, klapi de deraisa, they look at you, you're not an onus. What are you onus? You're doing a mitzvah that doesn't exist, midrabanon. Why are you an onus? But if the vart is pshat is, not because of your onus in the zach, it's a p'tur, so it's a p'tur now. I'm being oisik in a mitzvah, even in Dabonon, I have the p'tur also. Not because of the onus of it. Oh, zog the Gemara weiter. Now the Braita continues as follows. Meisoy in, avam mishamroi loy. It seems to imply only when it's your mace. Zayin koivim. The beginning of the Mishnah. Misha mace l'mut lefonov is mashma, is one of the zayin koivim. Later on, the Mishnah talks about Noisa Hamita, correct. That's going to be now included in this Shakrit over here. But first, we're discussing the Etzim Diyak is Meisoy Dafka Zayin Krovim. There's a Ptur. Ava Misham Roy, person is Tam Ashoima for the Chevra Kedisha. He's sitting there and he's Oisik in the Mace, but he's not a Korov. Loy, there won't be a Ptur. Fekma of Atayim learned in the Bryce, not like that. Ha Misham Roy is Hamace. Ava Bishayin a Meisoy, even if he's not related. Potem Kiyash, Mamin at Tvilim, and at Tvilim Komit Samuz Betera. Zogmar Misham Roy, from here we see even Misham Roy, Al Bishayin a Meisoy. So answer the Gemara, no. Mishamroi, you're right. Mishamroi, apishen a meisoi. The Braisa Taka says even Mishamroi alone without being meisoi. And meisoi, apishen a Mishamroi. It's either or. It's either meisoi without Mishamroi. It's Mishamroi without meisoi. Both of them have a p'tur. And that's Taka the Hemshchah Mishnah. Noisa Amito are not Dafka referring to Shain Krovim. It's like Mishamroi, the Oisik in the Mitzvah. So the Gemara, but yet it has to be one of these two categories. Meisoi, Mishamroi in. Either you're a mesa mishamroi, ava mahalech the beis akvoras loy. Someone who's tam taking a spatzir in the beis akvoras, that not a spatzir, but someone who's in the beis akvoras, he's not mesa or mishamroi, then he's potter from all the mitzvahs. V'atanya, then it would not be potter. It seems to imply that only if mesa mishamroi, but if you're mahalech beis akvoras, you'd be chayev. V'atanya, we learned loy halach on the beis akvoras ut tefillin beroishoy. You shouldn't go with tefillin beroishoy, because that's called megula. It's layeg larash. So tefillin shel yad is not. Meduktik only shall roishay, shall yad yaladago, because that's mechusa. Vesefer Torah bezroyer, holding a sefer Torah in your arms. Vekoyre, and being learning and reading from the sefer Torah while you're walking in the basic forest. Vim oisek, and if you do so, oy vim shum loy egle rash. You're loy egle rash, you're making fun of the rash. The oni is a rash, but a mace is like a rash for mitzvahs.
He's the poorest man.
He's the poorest man possible. He can't do mitzvahs. So it's loy egg, you're being loy on the rash, on the pauper, meaning the mace that can't do mitzvahs, rash for mitzvahs. Cheref Oiseyu is being mecharef Oiseyu, the Eibishter. The Eibishter created him. So Al Kaponim, we see clearly that it says clearly, he's not allowed to wear tefillin, sefer Torah, and mitzvahs. And we just said only mesa or mishamroi. This is neither. Likewise, tzitzis, we'll see tzitzis in a second, exactly. Zokti Gemara, Hosom. Toich arba ames who the osir, because that's a din of leg lagash toich dalan ames chutz arba ames yichayev taki not there's no p'tur of kriyishma you're mechuyev to say mash doma mar meis toif is dalan ames le kriyishma hocha chutz dalan ames name potter mash enken in oinen some in oizgla mitzvah a meshamroi a meisoi zayin krovim or meshamroi they're potter even chutz dalan ames that's because they're oizig beetzim it's the kalafon of wherever they are so that's a different din the din of meisoi meshamroi is taka only meisoi meshamroi. Mashenke and stam a guy going to base kvaros. That's a din in dalal ames. That's a din leg l'rash. That's a different din. That's not negated to what we're saying now. That's a whole different akuda. So let's see a shtickle what this Tosis says over here in Daf Yudches. Basically, what Tosis says, which is negaya halacha l'maisa. I'll go to the middle of Tosis, right next to Rabbeinu Nissim going. V'chein ipcha. Misha Mesa Mutalafonov, Vein Olav Lekoivroi, Enin Oiganin. So he says the whole Shakavataya, what does it mean that a person is an Oinen? It means because he's physically being metapel in the maze? What if the Chevra Kedisha took over? Like happens today. I have nothing to do with it. Okay, I'm preparing a Hesped, but a person is not preparing a Hesped. He's nothing to do with it. He's in a different city. The maze is in Florida and he's in New York. Why is he called an Oinen? So he says, Misha Mesa Mutalafonov, either the opposite. It's a fun of Vein Olav Lekoivroi, Enin Oiganin. Vechem Ashbu Yushalmi. Nimsel Rabim, it was given over to the Chevra Kedisha, so to speak. Oicha Basav Shaisi Ayin. Nimsel Ksofim, it's given over to the pole bearers, the ones that carry the mitzvah. Kin Nimsel Rabim, Valkoch Nimsel Rabim, God Salaim, I feel a fun of, even if it's a fun of, like we do today. The Ishaloim a fun of, so tape Galashim Yad Chalalov Avelis. If it's not a fun of, if it's in a different city, like we're knowing when it goes to Eid Sol and people don't go along, it starts right away. Avam mishiyotzim mipesach beis avam chalav velas right away mishiyotzim pesach beisoy v'chem lo chalav le'aninus v'chem odem she'eni yochel likvar meisoy k'gon odem she'meis beis asurim someone who can't has nothing to do he's stuck he's meis beis asurim v'ein amoysho menichol lekoivroi they don't even let him bury what's shaykh oinen now it's the body is in captivity in the beis asurim so this is din aninus nira she'ein chayv linik by aninus she'ein zem mutlo olav lekoivroi ne'she'eni yochel lefdoisel le'tzir lekoivroi. So that is the discussion of Tosfos, and at the bottom of Tosfos says, "Umaisa shemesa choisa shabenu tam." Six lines from the bottom. When Rabbi Tam's sister died on Shabbos, v'idiyalei b'matzah Shabbos b'ir acheres in a different city, v'ocha bosa v'shosa yayin yadam lava malkus bosa yayin. V'omai, he said as follows: Kevin sheyesh lo baal, I have a brother-in-law. She has a husband. Shechayev b'kvugoso. My brother-in-law, my shvoger is chayev in the kvuga. Says eino osu b'bosa yayin. V'efshe shugam Rabbi Tam imoy b'ir atzmoy hoyom hoyom mekel me'oisa atam. A kaponim we have like this. Maybe Rabbi Tam, even in the same city, would have been making Rabbi Tam all of the kovel. Shita's thesis is, and he brings over here that it's two ways: either it's befonov and it's not responsible for you, or it's not befonov and you have no shaykes to it. So one thing for sure: if your mom is taking care of the mace, that's for sure called an oinin. But if it's shaloi befonov in different city, different town, beis asurim. Or before when it's no connection at all, then Tosfos seems to say that there's no din of aninus, and when the time was noig that way. The ma'isa, the halacha, it's not so poshut. In Shulchan Aruch and Shimem Aleph, the ma'isa, we fear zich that all those that go to the kvura are considered still oinim, they're all metapal b'meis, even though the Chavak Kedisha took over. The be'etzim, it's called metapal b'meis. The Chochmas Odom, the Chaya Odom Taka says that he's spoiled. He doesn't understand be'etzim lo yofa that people wait to daven until after the kvura, even though lemaisa it's already, the Mishmur brings this chayodim in ayin hey, even though lemaisa it's already, it seems to imply from here that it's not anymore negeya. Lemaisa we fear zich that people that go to levaya still have a din, even though the chavakish took over. The yisoid machlokes comes down to what's the din of kovan ameis. Is kovan ameis even metapel physically be the ameis or no? It's all the misablim. It's considered still covered ameis. The Mishabur in Ayin Aleph Dalit has a long arichas. He brings this Chaya Odom. When is. Right. So Lamaisa, we fear zich that you're an oinen until after the Kfura, especially if you go to Levaya and you're chelik of the Levaya. Ayin Chanam, the din of Leg Levrash, you said, is also Legabe Tzitzis. That's what we, in the basic verse, put our tzitzis in our pockets. Zok de Gemara Gufa. If someone is meshamer a mace, he's watching the mace. Av bishen a mace, even though he's not one of the zayin koyvim, he's potter mikiyeshma umitfila uminatfilim komitzamuz betera. Ho yushnayim. Let's say we have two people. They're metapel b'mace. So I don't have to. We can take turns. Zeh meshamer zeh koyra. I meshamer and then you're koyra shma. Vezeh meshamer and then we switch off. We rotate the koyra and then the other one can read. Benaza yoyim benaza is moisif as follows. Ho yaboyim b'svinu they're coming together on a ship. Menichoy, they can place the mace in one corner of the ship, bezovizu, umispalim, and they both can daven simultaneously together, bezovizacheres in the other corner. My benayu, what's the nafkamina? Zog the moram ravina, choshin lachborim iku benayu. Ma'asov chashinon, or ma'asov lechashinon. If you chosh lachborim that are gonna harm the mace, so you gotta take turns. You can't daven together and put the mace in another corner. You chosh lachborim. The other man is not chosh lachborim. Why? You're in a ship. Even in the Svina. Tanabas says, no, in the Svina there's no mice don't come on ship. There's stories of mice on ship. But upon him, he is Chashinon, he is like Chashinon, is this machleik is over here. If someone is carrying that somas, he buried him someone, mitzvah, now he has to take that somas and bury him somewhere else. He has to go and take the atzomas and transfer them somewhere else. Hamelech atzomas mokum mokum. Harezi lo yitnim bediskia. He shouldn't plate them in a diskia. Is a basket. Rashi says diskia is maltsuf golus shel or a leather big pouch. It's a bizoyan. You're just taking it, put it in mechavadik away. It's covered amaze. Don't just place it in a shopping bag. Ve'yitnim agabe chamor and place them on top of a donkey. Ve'yirkav aleihem and then you go stride and ride the donkey with the atzomas just sitting next to you. It's a bizoyin. That's takar adin. A person can't just sit on we'll see soon, on the same bed where a safer is. Or you can't sit on it can't be a minik bizoyin. But let's say you have a reason why you're doing this. They're chasing you. You're goyim. They might come and arrest you or to confiscate that somas. Ubnei listim or robbers. So mutter, then it's mutter. Just like it's mutter by tzomas, kach omru b'sefer Torah. Oh, like we said, you're allowed to do the same with the sefer Torah. That means you're not allowed to stamp, put it in a bag, in a bizoyndik way. But if you're running away from listim, then you're allowed to place it in a way that's not so b'chovedik. We'll see soon, the machloek is exactly what we're referring to in Tosfos. Ahei, Zoktimo, what are we talking about b'chem b'sefer Torah? If it's going on a ratio, you're not allowed to place it in a daskia, Pshita. Of course, you're not going to be mavazin sefer Torah. What's you need to tell me that chem sefer Torah? Me gora sefer Torah. Matzomus, but sefer Torah is less important than atzomus of a mace. Elo zok ma sefer. The chiddush is that you're allowed to be noisun agabi chamor veyirkav aleihem. Yirkav aleihem. Sit on it. We'll see soon Tosis. But Yirkav aleihem, it seems to imply the sefer says you're allowed to sit on those atzomus, and likewise the sefer Torah if you have to and noig minik bizoyin because you are misyorim bnei nichim. Nochim, or list him, then it's mutter. Now, Tosis right away says, V'udin lachoyrov mutter afilu beloy list him. Tosis says that to stand place it behind you, behind the donkey, not sitting on it, is mutter even without list him. Mashma with list him, he'll have to physically sit on it. As I stand Tosis, Zok the Rambam, poshet, when the Gemara says Allah Sefer, it doesn't mean chas v'shom to sit on the Sefer Torah. It's better to leave the Sefer Torah behind and not save it and let it be memela, be in his baza, than you taking and sitting on it. You're not allowed to sit on the Sefer Torah. What the Gemara means over here, that you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah, maybe they list him and put it behind you. And then even though you're sitting on a donkey and it's also sitting over there, but not physically on it, that's mutter because it's sakona. But Tosis and the Rosh clearly say that it's mutter even leishev, and that's the chilek between Tosis and Tosis the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam holds you're not allowed to be mevaza be a diamond sin in the Sefer Torah. It's better to leave it in the war zone and let it be in his baza me'elov than to physically sit. When the Gemara just says you're allowed to take it and sit on it on the same, not on it, but on the same level that the Sefer Torah is. You don't have to hold it in your hands. And that's taka, when you have a sefer on a chair, you're not allowed to sit on that same chair, even not on it, next to it. That's taka only b'makom sakona, according to the Rambam. Now, this din that you are, that you're carrying, v'yirkav aleihem. So let's see the Tosis earlier. On the Gemara before that says, "Lo yahalach adam beis akvaros the tulim b'roisha v'sefer Torah b'zroyoi v'koyre v'im oisekein yoiva mishem mishum le'eg l'rosh." There's a din of le'eg l'rosh. They're not allowed to go in the beis akvaros within dalal ames. The Gemara said that's le'eg l'rosh. Mashenkein chutz le dalal ames. That was the din of oisek b'mitzvah. Then it's also osa. That's also even chutz le dalal ames. Different gesoris potter osa. But in the etzem beis akvaros, they're not allowed to do where tefillin, where tzitzis, tefillin b'roisha, where it's not mechusa, begula, all these things fall into the parish of le'eg l'rosh. So Tosis over here says, the small Tosis, v'sefer Torah b'zroi v'koiroi, v'hu adin da'al peh osa likrois. When the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have a sefer Torah b'zroi v'koiroi, it doesn't mean reading specifically inside from a sefer Torah that you're carrying, that's also in the basic verse. No, you're not allowed to say ba'al peh osa Torah in the basic verse. The same le'eg l'rosh you have when you're saying it inside or outside too. So what does the Gemara mean? Sefer Torah b'zroyoi. So from here to Beis Yosef in what's it called? In Reish Pei Beis is Medayik Taka that there's a mitzvah to hold the Sefer Torah. Because what are you not allowed to do in a basic forest? You're not allowed to do things that are mitzvahs that it's considered like Egla Rash. The Rosh, the Oni is a Rosh Ma mitzvahs. You can't do mitzvahs in a basic forest. That's where you put your tzitzis in. That's where you can wear tefillin b'roishoi. Likewise, Satan the Gemara, Sefer Torah b'zroyoi. Sefer Torah b'zroyoi is a mitzvah. So we see there's an inyan, there's a mitzvah upon him, and the mace can't do that, and that's why you can't do it in the basic forest, b'terech dalar ha-moisov, to even to hold the Sefer Torah. Like Tosis says, the learning is even baal peh. You don't need the Sefer Torah b'zroyoi of a korah boy. The korah boy is even korah without boy. Just al peh is also awesome to talk Torah in the basic forest. Masha enkein, the zroyoi is referring to merely holding it. That would also be considered le'eg l'rosh. Lemaisa, people have minyonim in a beis akvaros, and they wear a tefillin, which is a pelet kazach, because it's so bishlema by kever Rachel. So those that say that, after all, Rachel Emeni, you have a minion there. Rachel died before Matan Torah, so before Matan Torah, so there's no le'eg l'rosh. She was potim in a mitzvah. Even though Reb Shmuel Salant, it's Yedua, when he went to kever Rachel, he bedavka only davened in the hallway, in the mizdaron, in the hallway. He never went by the kever itself. But upon him, that dharma kill him. But the etzim, it's takashver, to wear tefillin, to daven in a beis akvaros, is l'chari medina de gemara. We see clearly it's le'eg l'rosh. Unless you remove yourself, you go away from the dalad amas, it's a dalad amas tekadin. Even though l'halocha, the Mishnah Berurah brings clearly that a din of le'eg l'rosh is in the whole beis akvaros. And you have to go out of the beis akvaros. Meaning tefillin, tzitzis, are etzim in the whole beis akvaros. Medina, it's Dalet Amos. But if you're surrounded by Kvarim all around you, even if you're not in Dalet Amos of a specific Keva, you're in the Beis HaKvaris. So it would be applicable to Din of Leg L'Rosh, and you should not daven or all the things that fall into this category. There's another big shaila that's discussed in the Poskim. Lahalocha, a woman that's not mechuyev in tefillin, or not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, is it shach leg l'rosh by a woman's keva? Maybe only the mitzvahs that are relevant to her, it's leg l'rosh. She's not rosh from a mitzvah that was not negeya, that wasn't relevant to her, b'chayeho. Brought down, b'shem the Marie Katz, that by a woman, things that she was not mechuyev, it would not be shach leg l'rosh. And it would not be a problem. The next Tosfos Torah says V'yirkav aleihem, referring to the chamor that you have the Sefer Torah Yemafshil lachoyrev. Zok Tosfos Avali Mafshilon lachoyrev al chamor shapedomi, because Tosfos held, like we said, that b'shas sakona you're allowed to even sit on it. Vashengi shaloi b'shas sakona you're allowed to have it in back of you on that same donkey, the same level. That's what he says. Avali Mafshilon lachoyrev al chamor shapedomi v'chem b'Sefer Torah. Even if you're going to say Sefer Torah is different than it's Taka Osa, it is a bizoyan. Tosfos says it's mechalik between Sefer Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim. On the side over here, there's a girsu, Mi and Nira, the Af b'Sefer Torah, Shapidomi, Midinokat b'Sefer, Sefer Torah. V'loim istava loimar, b'shum shayusa de nochim v'listim, topshita de muta, the loma yeh also. So Tosfos comes out that there is no difference between Sefer Torah and Neviim, and both of them would be mutter. There's a Tosfos later on Daf Chavov, but Tosfos Taka says Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, the Bamaskel Sefer Torah Oisel Amechitza. There's the Gabe in Tashmish V'Dafka Sefer Torah. V'gam chumoshim yesh lahachmir k'moy b'sefer Torah. Al b'shar svarim daim b'kisu ba'alma. So that's negay. The question is if you compare sefer Torah to other svarim or not. Zog d'gmo levayta omer rechova omer rab yudah kol aroya ha'meis. Whoever sees a levaya taking place ve'ena melaveyu and he doesn't join the levaya oy v'mishum loy eg l'rash cheref oyseyu. He's loyik to the rosh. He's loyik to the pauper, meaning the Meis, that's poor min ha-mitzvahs. And cheref oiseyu is mi-mavazah de-ebishter, that was oiseyu. V'im-hilveyu, and if you're malavah de-meis, ma-schoyer, what's the reward? Om-ravasi, all of ha-kosev o-imel, mil-vashem choynen dal, u-mechabdoi choynen evyoin. So Rashi explains, mil-vashem choynen dal, koribei malves ha-mokim. Someone who is malavah de-meis is like being malavah de-mokim. Why? There is no one poorer than a mace. V'amelave oisoi, kilu melave is hamokim, is like being melave is hamokim. Milve Hashem choinen dal is Rashi's teaching melave is hamokim. He's melave Hashem by choinen dal, by being choinen the dal, this mace who's ein lecho dal yoisem in a mace. That's called malve Hashem. You're being melave the Eibishter, so to speak, when you're choinen the dal, when you're melave the mace. Umechavdoi choinen evyoin. Zog mo weiter. Rebchir v'Reb Yonison have a shakli v'azim v'Beis HaKvaris. Rebchir and Reb Yonison were once traveling in the Beis HaKvaris. Have a keshadya tchelta the Reb Yonison. The tchelis of the tzitz of Reb Yonison was hanging over the matzevis. It wasn't tucked in. Omalei Rebchir, dalye, lift your tzitzis, lift the tchelis. Kedei shlo yoimru, the mesim shouldn't tell each other, l'mocha boyin etzleinu, tomorrow, this living person is going to be with us. Now he's spiting us. He's been charef us. He's being loyeg aleinu. He's loyeg l'rosh. He's showing us his tzitzis, that he can be mitzvahs and we can't. Tomorrow he's going to be the same place we are. Tomorrow or the next day, no one lives forever. So l'mocha boyin etzleinu, v'achshe mecharef anaysonu, and now he's being mecharef us. Zok di gemara, om alei. So he told him, u'miyade kulehai. Do the Mesim know what's happening? Do you tell me that the Mesim are saying this to each other? Do they know what's happening above ground? For Oksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'hamesim einim yoidim u'uma. The Mesim don't know anything. So they don't know. So what are you saying? They know what's happening. Omalei, so he told him back, Im Koriso, if you learned, if you were Kora, Loi Shaniso, you didn't Chaza. V'im Shaniso, and if you did Chaza, Loi Shilashto, you didn't learn it three times. If she lashed and if you learned it thrice, loy pil shulcha, they never explained you what the pshat is. Interestingly, Rashi says, what's the pshat in Shonisa?
The purpose of the Chazara is not just verbatim to repeat it. To be mizboinen in the second time when you learn something the second time. Al-Kaponim, you did neither. You didn't do it twice, you didn't do it three times. And if you did, they never explained it to you correctly. Hamesim enim yoidim u'uma doesn't mean that the mesim don't know anything that's happening. No. It means the tzaddikim know they're going to die. What does that mean? They prepped themselves properly. Elu tzaddikim shem misosam nikul chayim. That even b'misosam, they considered chayim. Why are they considered chayim? Zogt Rashi, yoidim shiyamusu noistim alibom yom ha-misa. They're constantly thinking about the yom ha-misa. They know what's in store. They know they have to prep themselves. They know they have to do tshuva and do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim because there's going to be a yom ha-misa. So even b'misosam nikul chayim, u'moishchim yedem in avera, and they don't do averas. What's pshat enim yoidim u'ma? They're oblivious to what's going to happen to them. When they're alive, they're considered like mesim. They do as if they don't know what's happening around them. And they sin and they do averus. That's what it means. Hamesim enim yoidim u'ma. Not the pshat that a mes doesn't know what's happening. Rishoyim, when they're alive, they do as if they don't know mu'uma what's in store. So they do averus and they don't think what's going to be tomorrow. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Ki achaim yoidim shemusa ele tzadikim shemisosim nikul chaim. But lo'oilo meisim taka no. Now the Gemara says, we hold discussion in the next sugya. Do the meisim know or not? Now the Gemara says, lo'oilo the meisim taka no. So lift your tchelis, lift your tzitzis, and don't leave it below. Zog the Gemara, shenemar, how do we know that tzadikim are called chaim? Ubeno yo, ben yoyodo, ben ish chai. He was called a ben ish chai. Rav po'olem mekapzel, hu hike shnei agil moyov. He's called a Ben Ishchai because tzadikim b'misosim nikul chayim, and that's how the Gemara is matcha this question. We'll stop over here at the end of the Omid. We'll just see this bottom tosis lemocha boyin etzleinu va'achshu mechayfin oisonu. So we said that the reason why you should remove your tchelis from the lying and hanging over the matzevis, because tomorrow they're going to say to each other, tomorrow you'll be here too, and now you're mecharefos. In fact, it's v'teima. Hamrin v'perek tcheles, it's shetan gemar menochus, ha'yishayt avadir aminele, pirush noisim tzitzis v'talis yisayin, that you place tzitzis on the tachrichin, on the four-cornered begodim of the mesim. Mishum le'eg l'rash. So they have tzitzis. So what's the ganze busher? They also have tzitzis. V'yesh lo'y medochi pirush. Pshat's as follows. The mevayshin oison, the biush is, the embarrassment is that chayim have a mitzvah, the mitzvah oisa. Mashenger ha-meisim ain't a mitzvahim. The golam mitzvah oisa, mish ain't a mitzvah oisa. Now, Tosis says that the Gemara that says that you place tzitzis by the meisim, they have talitzos, even when you bury them, haynu d'rom chutim le-meisim, va'achshavonu misalken oisom. B'lamaisa, we remove them right before the base, right before the kvura. U'mayishno, what's the reason, doctor? Oymer benitam, since they always wore dalet kamfes when they were alive, if since they don't always wear in their lifetime, so that would be considered leg l'rash when you place it now when they not alive. Maybe place only those that Taka had in their lifetime and don't place on those that didn't. Then Tosafot says, you remove the tzitzis from the mace, the tzitzis oil lemin in tayag, im ches chutin, the cheshmer of tayag, the chamish ekshorim, vim loivish tzitzis, nirikil lekaim kolotor kula. It's like a leg l'rash because it's like you're saying he was mekaim kolotor kula, maybe he wasn't. We're living people, we wear tzitzis. We're not, doesn't mean that shikra doesn't automatically imply that we're mekaim kolotor kula. Haloloi kaim kolotor kula. Then Tos says on the bottom, he didn't remove minakonov, he placed it inside the pocket, so to speak, of the corner. So he evaded the machlokes. So he had like a middle stage. Mesim had a talis, but the tzitzit were inside the konof, inside the pocket. So on the one hand, if they chayiv, they have it, and if it's not a, if you don't want them to have it, then it's takam chusa, and it's not a problem of leg l'rash. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the omid, Yud Ches Amud Aleph.